Hello and welcome to episode 228 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine January evening, it's the one, it's the only, it's Mr. Perry Burkham.
Why, hello there, Casey. How have you been?
I have been well. How have you been?
Pretty good. I don't know why today and yesterday I've just been super tired. Like, you know, you ever take NyQuil?
Nope.
You've never taken it ever?
I don't do drugs, Perry. I'm sure I've probably taken NyQuil at some point, anyway, but it's not something I take regularly.
Right. Not me neither.
I probably
take it once or twice a year.
I probably haven't taken it in years, but I mean, I've definitely at some point, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's like when you take it and you just get this crazy drowsiness, like in your head, like your head starts to feel heavy. It's that kind of, I have that feeling. Maybe I'm dying.
Maybe.
That's what's going on.
There's a couple extra pickles rattling around and up in that brain of yours.
Yep. But yeah, no, other than that, I'm doing great.
Other than
great.
The impending death and doom, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, exactly. I did want to start. Well, first of all, I'll piggyback on last week when Triple B was on. Alex, the cool Offie. And he mentioned the Mountain Dew Major Melon. Is that what it was called, I think? Major Melon?
Major Melon.
And I went and got some from the old store. They have the zero version for us diabetics. And it's really good stuff. It's good. It's watermelon flavored Mountain Dew, and I'm a fan. I like the artwork and the whole thing. It's
definitely
goes
a
down
nice
smooth.
Can. It's very busy.
Goes down smooth, like you heard. I do enjoy my soda smooth.
I did have a nice Dr. P today. I've been putting it in the repertoire a little bit, you know.
Oh, you mean you drank Dr. Pepper?
Yes.
I thought you meant you did. You did like a urine test of the doctor.
Oh no! Oh no! Is that what you said?
We all remember what happened last time.
I got no job. No.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. You know, that's the opposite of smooth. That drink is very crunchy.
There's a lot going on.
In a very good way. In a very good way, you know. I mean, it is like one that like sticks to your teeth. It's so like sweet and delicious. I love Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it really is. It's a nice mix, you know, a nice little throw off from the traditional cola. And like, I feel like half the time I order it, I forget that I've ordered it. So by the time I get home, it's like I take a sip of it. Oh yeah, that's right, I got a Dr. Pepper.
And it's not cola, by the way.
It's
cherry soda. That's the name of that.
Well, there you have it.
But it's very similar, you know. But it does have, it's cherry based, which is really weird because you don't think of it necessarily. But yeah, that's one of the root flavors of that. Although there's 23 flavors.
There's 23, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper. Isn't that funny? They changed it from Mr. Pibb. That's so funny.
I always thought that was just the knockoff brand.
No, Mr. Pibb is Coke's version, and it's just funny because they change it to Pibb Extra. You know, that's the name,
Pibb,
which makes
Extra.
No sense. Like, what does that mean? But yeah, Mr. Pibb, the good old days, and then I guess it sounds like a knockoff. That's probably why. I guess Pibb Extra just sounds funny, but it's delicious. I remember the good old days when Jimmy John's, this was pre-diabetes, Perry. And Jimmy John's, we first got one, and I would go and get a number 8, and they had Pibb Extra. And they're the only place in the whole town that had that on their fountain drink thing. And it was so good. Oh, I love Jimmy John's.
I haven't had Jimmy J's in a hot minute. You know what it is? It's like just far enough away from my house that it's become like, you're like, that's a little bit of a drive, right? Like, it's not so bad, but it's one of those things also that it's like, there is a Jersey Mike's way closer, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like I sort of tend to
it just makes
to
sense.
Gravitate
of course. There. Of course. Yeah. Dude. Now, the cool thing about the Jimmy John's, you know, that's a pretty good transportation food. You know, you can get it and take it home and it tastes just as good. You know
oh,
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's such a huge deal for a lot of places. You know, like even Wingstop. That's one of the things that really stinks is like it's so much better. It really is. It's so much better. It's not bad, but it's so much better if you eat at the restaurant fresh. If you put it in the box and it gets steamy and it kind of gets, you know, soggy, or if it's a wet, you know, or if it's so the dry ones are better. The dry rubs are good. And I'm talking about mostly for the boneless, right? The bone-in wings probably hold better. But that is something, and I had two ideas this weekend. My first idea was a compartment, like a heat lamp-esque compartment in your car.
Like a, almost like a little oven?
I mean,
like not to the power of an oven, of course.
But
like,
it keeps stuff hot. Yeah.
A hot
so you
box,
could put like a bag.
Will.
Yeah, you could put like a bag of fast food in there and it would keep stuff hot.
Well, you know what the problem is with like, especially Wingstop, for me, more than the wings themselves, it's the French fries. French fries take, I feel like, the worst hit from the restaurant to the drive
yes.
home, you know?
Absolutely.
Especially when you get those, like, there's no ventilation, so it just gets sog-tastic.
Absolutely, yeah. And then if there is ventilation, then it gets cold.
Yeah, you're damned
you know what I mean?
If you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, so absolutely. And that's and luckily, like, when I do stuff, I usually get – that's why, like, if I'm to do and to go, it's boneless. It's a dry rubs, so usually it's just the – our favorite.
You like the garlic, right?
I like that too.
The Parmesan
but I was thinking,
one?
The what's it called, dude? What, I'm forgetting.
The Louisiana the, rubs.
Louisiana.
Favorite.
I was like Mississippi, Kentucky, which one is it? Louisiana rub, that's right. There's that one. I used to get that. And then instead of fries, I mean, I get celery. And I know. But actually,
all
celery
right, and
with
that's
some
the
blue
end
cheese?
Of
oh,
Talk
baby.
Nintendo podcast indefinitely.
So I just knocked my Switch on the ground, and then I reached to grab my Switch, and I knocked my phone directly on top of my Switch on the ground.
That's the
wow.
universe telling you, don't you dare ever order celery sticks again.
Dude, celery is amazing. And it's such a
but
great
in lieu of
palate
French
cleanser.
Fries.
Well, in lieu of soggy cold French fries.
I would take soggy cold dirt-covered French fries over celery sticks,
dude. You really? You don't like it? Really? I mean, you can't. You don't have any. You
no.
just don't like celery sticks.
I mean,
okay.
like, there's nothing to a celery stick.
Well, it's just a fresh flavor. You know, it's crunchy.
What you taste is what you dip it in. So you're just essentially
sure.
having ranch. Like, I could get a spoon.
No, there's celery taste. Why do you think there's celery salt? Because it has a celery taste. No, there's taste.
No one, I've never heard of celery salt.
Well, you don't bake and you don't cook.
Nope.
Anyway, my second idea. I think you're going to be on board with my second idea, which is
well,
I'm going to buy a GMC. Huh?
I was going to be like trying to think of some other egregious, like, yeah, I like to switch out the garlic mashed potatoes with my steak for some, you know, like, I don't even know.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. Well, no, Brussels sprouts
I
can at least
sprouts
are like,
so much though. I would do that.
My brother makes a good Brussels sprout.
And you're not factoring in the diabetes here too.
But celery sticks? I don't care, dude.
it matters when you're diabetic.
I don't care about your health, damn it. Eat the fries.
Okay, can I tell you about my second idea?
Sure.
Okay. So next time you come over, we are going to – I'm either going to buy or rent, probably buy, a GMC Jimmy. The one of those it's
a car, right?
Yeah, it's a SUV.
I sent you a picture.
But they have
one,
a Jimmy.
I?
Exactly, yeah.
The Jimmy?
Yeah. Now, we're going to have to take off the Y and put an IE.
Fashion on
or
an
or
I
we'll
and
just
–
yeah.
It'll
but
be
then
easy
because
there's already an I in that in that
True.
Style, right? We just need to find the E.
We need the E, yep.
Dang, dude, look at the 2020 GMC Jimmy.
Is there are there new ones?
It says the 2022 GMC Jimmy could be GM's answer to the Jeep Wrangler.
No way.
Yeah, I'm looking at a Jimmy as we speak, and no, I don't have Perry on voice or video chat. Actually, speaking of weird Skype,
I didn't realize they still made Jimmy's.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it might be a revival kind of situation.
Oh yeah, they look sweet. Yeah,
they look
it, yeah.
way nicer than the Jimmy I sent you.
Every Jimmy has been like one of those like 1998 Jimmys, you know. Yeah, those are sweet. Anyway, we get one of those.
The other one says 2001 GMC Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I wonder how much it cost.
GMC Jimmy Wiki.
Let's see.
I'm trying to see if there's the Chevrolet Blazer / GMC Jimmy. See,
it's
this
around
one I'm looking 30 at.
30 grand.
All right, so it says 1983 to 2005. Mm-hmm. Is the Jimmy's production. So yeah, they must be bringing it back 2022.
That's
but
awesome.
It's funny cuz it looks like more of a Bronco.
Dude, we should
get
sponsored by them. Maybe they'll send us a free Jimmy.
And then it sort of looks like a Ford what are they called? My brother had one. I forget. But yeah, there it is. The Jimmy.
It's off-road ready. But okay, we get one of those. We get it in orange. Put our logo on the side, put the both faces on the, you know, the passenger and the other side, and then we go to all the places, all the restaurants with Jimmy in the name.
Jimmy restaurants?
Yeah, there's lots of restaurants around here with Jimmy. There's literally a place in my town called Jimmy's.
There used to be growing up. There was a Jimmy's Pizza.
There's Jimmy John's.
That's where I used to go to.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff. So anyway, that's the plan. So we need to save up. 15 grand each.
So for the 2021 trip, we'll ride in like a 1990. Yeah. And then for the 2022, we'll pick up a brand new Jimmy.
Well, yeah, we'll have him send us one. Yeah, so I'll be on the lookout for one. I bet I could actually find one for like $500. I bet I could find one of the
All
old
right.
ones.
You're on it.
All right. So it's perfect. All right, that'll be great. It'll make for a fun Twitter post.
The old Jimmy.
But anyway, I've been playing some games this week and designing some games as well, both video and board games, and it's been a lot of fun. Oh, man, so many new and fun ideas, and we are on it's just so close to be unveiling all this new stuff from Game Dex, and it's
giant.
So there's so many things that the process, it just makes me go, I can't believe that anything ever gets done ever. Just and not because people aren't amazing people at designing things, and it's just how much stuff goes into manufacturing is insane. And I'm just making a card game, and it's that insane.
You know what it is? It's just when you get so many different hands like involved, right? Like needing you like, "Oh, I've done my part to completion ahead of time." Great, you know?
Yeah.
And then you got to like hand it off, and then it's like, then you're relying on that person to get there. You know what I mean? And like, obviously, everyone has tons of work. I'm not saying like the next person in line gets it and doesn't do anything, you know? But it's like they've got stuff. So it's like by the time it just gets through the cogs of the machine, it's like, yeah, it's like, hi, Karumbi.
Yeah. So hopefully by next week, there can
we'll
be
have
a very
huge Game Dex announcement.
Oh my goodness, it's ridiculous. But and then we're meeting with different developers, and oh, it's gonna be amazing. If you're a fan of the show, I think you're gonna like some of the games that Game Dex will be doing. So that's fun. So
now,
a little tease
before we get into games you're playing, right? Or unless you got more Game Dex business too.
No.
Okay. Because I wanted to say, like, we've got a little bit of an I Demand You coming up here in month and change.
Yes,
so I wanted to
dude.
Get into that before we got into any more games. So I actually just was on the old Dirty Mage, or the Thirsty Mage, I guess, actually. Perry wasn't there, so it was the Thirsty Mage. And it was super fun, and Jerry and I were talking, right? I believe it was actually last Wednesday. I had texted you about Dream Team because I was listening to the soundtrack, and I was like, "My God, this game is so good!" And I was like, "Man, we should really do sort of like a replay of it." And then we were like, "Well, maybe we can get the Dirty Mage involved as well." So we are going to be looking at that. I don't have it with me. I believe they were aiming for, I forgot if they said the end of February or beginning of March. So it gives us plenty of time to get into it. And
I'm pretty sure it was the beginning of March, but yeah.
Yeah, so anyone out there who wants to partake in joining us, we would love to hear your input via, I mean, email would probably be best since if you're going to write in, I assume you'll have a little bit to say about it. You could tweet at us like quick sort of snippet reviews or how you're feeling with it. But yeah, if you want to do a little bit more in depth, you can email us. And yeah, we're going to be playing it. Then Jordan and David and actually Paige as well, we're going to have the full Thirsty Mage crew join us. So it'll be a five-person podcast, and we'll revisit a really great game that
I'm not editing.
What's up?
I'm not editing.
Yeah, neither am I. We'll leave it to David.
David's.
I feel like this game gets sort of a, I don't want to say a bad review or bad, you know, anything, you know, bad with it, but I feel like there are some complaints with it being a little hand-holdy and the tutorials being a little bit overblown, because I remember that was actually like a reason I didn't necessarily want to play it at the time I did. I was like, well, I heard this and like, I don't know if I want to do with that. And then I ended up playing through it, and I remember sitting there like, man, so when, where were all these tutorials that were so cumbersome, you know? So it's like overblown, just a really fantastic game.
Plus, just for anyone who's never experienced one, which I there could be a few of you, you know, it's an RPG with turn-based battles with action. What are they called?
Commands.
And a la like Paper Mario and Super Mario RPG, and it has some of Super Mario RPG styled platforming as well, just kind of clanky, and then it's wrapped kind of up in a Metroidvania where you get new abilities that unlock you to go to new places, and it's really bizarre and it's really fun. And honestly, the pixel art aspect, which I'm pretty sure the Dream Team is pixelated still, I think they kind of moved away from that with others, but it's just beautiful. I mean, Alpha Dream is amazing. I mean, it really was. I mean, rip in peace, Alpha Dream. Hopefully they come back. Cool thing is, which we talked about if you listen to our Patreon, Goodfeel did the big boss battles in the game where you play as Luigi, and it's amazing. And Goodfeel's great. So Goodfeel makes you feel good.
Ooh-wee.
And,
but
great.
Paper Mario,
Mario
Luigi,
get on it.
Dream Team will make you feel good too.
Let's all play through it. It'll be super fun, and we're going to hit like five birds with one stone with the Dirty Mage and with the I Demand You.
And I also believe it is a Nintendo Select, if I remember correctly. I'm going to check right now. So that means you can get like a brand new copy of it for like $20, you know what I mean?
If they're still around, yeah. I don't know how the 3DS is doing now.
You know what? I'm sure. Let's see. Yeah, $20. I mean, you can get the digital code nice and easy for $20.
Okay, well, there you go.
And then if not, I'm sure you might be able to hunt it down somewhere. But it did get a Selects version. So
check Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, because that's, again, Mario and Luigi is the game that every mom buys their kid because it's Mario and Luigi, and they don't realize it's like an RPG.
Yeah, it's not quite what they expect. But yeah,
it's
that being
though.
Said, super fun, definitely worth checking it out. And I know we're going to have fun. Yeah, that's why.
I can't
like,
wait to revisit that.
Yeah. I busted open the old 3DS before, and it's like, ooh. I know we say
oh,
every
the 3DS.
Time one of us play,
I know.
Dude, but it's like, God, I want to go back.
I know, it's ridiculous, right? It's like, oh my goodness, I forgot about how good Nintendo was, you know? Yeah. Anywho, we do got some stuff to talk about, some gamage.
Some games?
Whatnot. Uh-huh.
Not games, but games.
I think I'm going to kick it off.
All right.
If that's okay. And what I have been playing hasn't been defined exactly to you from me in a precise way. Some would say it's mischievous or even mysterious.
Are we playing a number game?
And no. We're just gonna play Mystery History.
Mystery History.
Not reversary, my mercery.
Nope. Just Just a dang old mystery history.
Typical Jerry.
Sorry, I know, but this is going to be a really good one, honestly. A really good one. It's so good that I have to figure out the hints while you're guessing.
Oh, typical.
I know that is. I meant to, but I just had a really busy day today.
Perry's famous last words. I meant to.
give me a break here.
What do you want, a Kit Kat bar?
I love Kit Kats.
Who doesn't?
So we're gonna play Mystery History, and why don't you explain to people what Mystery History is?
Well, Mystery History is a game Perry likes to play every couple weeks. No, it's a super fun game. We've got Perry's got a game he has been playing, or you know, is pretended to play, and he will not tell me what it is. Obviously, that's part of the mystery there. I have 15 questions, yes or no, to figure it out. After each increment of 5 questions, then Jerry's going to give me one of his hints that'll probably be pretty obtuse and won't really help too much, but we'll give it a shot.
The
idea is it's a history, right? So it has to be on systems that are anything but the Switch. The 3DS and the Wii U are now, they're in the terminology of history, so they get involved as well, so... gives us quite a few platforms to work with, and we'll see if I can get it. Spoiler, I probably won't, but we will. I'm definitely going to try.
You will.
That's what they all say. All right, it's my turn. Or I should say, are you ready? Of course, it's my turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to ask, Jerry. Could you play this on your projector?
And I guess that would be...
And even if it's green or looks distorted, it could still be played on your projector.
Oh, you mean like the... Yeah. No.
All right. So see, now by asking that, you got to keep this in mind. You could play Game Boy games on a Game Boy player, which would be able to be played on the projector.
That is true.
So does the answer still ring?
I mean, I guess then anything can be played on a projector, right?
Well, no. I mean, you can't play a 3DS game on there.
That's true.
Or a Game Boy game, like original Game Boy.
Well, I just saw Lemonade playing his DS Light on its TV through an HDMI or something.
Yeah, he must have the old capture card. Yeah. But I'm talking about standard means, and I would say the Game Boy Player is indeed a standard means to play a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say yes.
Okay, so is the answer still no, you cannot play it on the screen?
The answer is you could play it on a projector. Yes.
All right. Got him. Game Boy Advance game. Is this a Game Boy Advance game?
No.
What? Can you play Game Boy Color games on there? Is this a Game Boy Color game?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, actually.
He's cheating.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. Is this a Nintendo-developed Vigi game?
Just give me 1 second.
One Mississippi?
Just give me 1 second. Is this a Nintendo-developed... I'm going to say yes.
All right. Is this a Zelda game?
Ooh. No.
All right. I was thinking maybe it was one of those, like, it was a Game Boy Color, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, Awakening or something, where, like, they remade a DX version for Color, you know? But yeah, apparently not. Okay, so that is 5 questions. So hint me up.
Oh, so you think that I have a question, a hint ready for you then?
Well, huh? I'll give you as much time as you need to figure it out.
All right. Okay. This game was followed by a Japan exclusive sequel. So, its sequel did not come out in America.
Interessante. Did any future sequels release in America?
I think you need to be more specific.
I mean, did any future releases in the series... get released on
keep going,
like be released out, like, because you said the sequel was not released in America, right? That was the hint. So I'm asking if any future releases within the series were released in America.
I would say technically yes.
Man, technically yes. I don't like that answer, Jerry.
You're gonna. It's. We'll come back to that when
all right,
you know what it is.
Is this a sports game?
No.
Is this a platformer?
No.
Is this? An adventure game. Can you clarify what an adventure game is?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
We'll change it. Is this an RPG?
Can I say technically yes? Is that
sure?
Let's say technically yes.
Technically yes. Okay.
This is such a good one. I'm so happy.
You, Jimmy. Did you actually play this game recently? Answer it truthfully.
No.
All right. So at least when I don't get it, I can say, well, you didn't play the game.
Well, you'll see. You
that was 10. So I get another hint.
Oh, my goodness. That was so fast. Quit doing them so fast.
I don't like
it. Okay. The Japanese cartridge of this game had has a built-in infrared feature. But... in the Americas, you had to use the Game Boy Kinect, the cable, whatever it's called. The cable that connects things to play multiplayer games.
Is this Baitan Kan? How do you say that? You know what I'm saying, right?
Baitan Kados or something?
Something like that, yeah.
No, it's not that.
Is this a Pokemon game?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think what Pokemon game, because I don't think it's like the traditional one, right? I don't think so. I'm trying to think.
Why not?
I don't know. Is this Pokemon, Silver? Silver Gold?
No. I don't think that was a Game Boy Color game, was it? Wasn't that a Game Boy game?
I think Silver and... No? Let me see.
Well, that's so weird. I don't think there was a Game Boy Color exclusive one. Now that I think... Oh! Yeah, there was.
Pokemon Gold and Silver are...
I think you can play those on regular.
Yeah, I think you could. But it is... Like, I'm looking at the box. It is branded color.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Gold and Silver is? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah,
interesting. I thought Crystal was the Game Boy Color, I think, because I have that one, and I'm pretty sure that has, like, the rounded cover, so it can't fit.
Crystal, yeah, I'm seeing that's Game Boy Color also, but yeah. All right, so I'm trying to think, is there, a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon?
Is that your question?
Yes.
No.
Man, I'm trying to think what other Pokemon games there were. Obviously, there was not a Snap.
Nope.
And that's... Yeah.
That would have been cool, though, right? Wasn't there the camera? Was there a Pokemon camera Game Boy camera game? I mean, I can just imagine like a Pikachu camera, you know? Can't
I
you?
Remember you like, could like print out on the Pokemon printer.
Oh, the printer,
or that,
maybe
the Pokemon
is what I'm
printer on
of.
The Game Boy
yeah.
printer. You could print out like your Pokedex or some. You could print out something weird.
True.
Whew. Let's see. Man, I don't know. Is Pikachu on the cover? Hold on. Let me look up the cover.
I do have to look it up. Hold on. Let me just.
I'm trying to listen for keystrokes. Maybe I can hear how many are in there.
No.
I don't hear it. I don't seize it.
What do you think, car seat?
Did you tell me?
What? I said no.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. I thought you were still looking up.
Oh, no.
Well, then that's 15. Give me my hint, please.
Is it really?
Please and thank you.
This is a tough one. But, I'm going to say that I'm going to give you two hints, okay? Because they're both kind of crappy, but maybe together they're okay. this game was released on the 3DS Virtual Console worldwide in 2014. And,
is it Pokemon Yellow? No, but no. I retract that. You said Pikachu wasn't on the cover.
Yep. In the American version, two of the characters are misspelled. But I'm trying to do this without giving it away.
Oh, you can give it away if you'd like.
Well, I guess, but in the European version, it's not. So I guess do a final guess and then I can talk about it.
I don't know, man.
It's interesting. Yeah, I thought this is one of those games that I don't think we've ever talked about, really. And it's a very interesting game. And I know there's people screaming right now. It's technically an RPG. It's a Pokemon game with no Pikachu on the cover on the Game Boy Color. It's funny when I say it like that.
I don't know.
This is, I think the official name is Pokemon Trading Card Game.
Is it the Pokemon Trading Card Game?
Yes! That's right.
Bang.
Yeah.
That last hit really put me over the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. To comment on that, the Ninetales, the two available Ninetales cards in the version have their name misspelled as Ninetales, with like tails being A-I-L-S instead of A-L-E-S. But in the description, on the fire blast attack, it spelled correctly, so it's funny. Someone made a boo boo, but in the European version isn't. So that's just a little anecdote. But yeah, So this had, and again, the Japanese cartridge had that infrared feature, so you didn't need any cord. You could just hold your Game Boys up to each other and trade cards like that.
That's pretty amazing. See, like that's cool. That's cool.
It's ridiculously cool. And it also had this thing called a card pop. It allows players to send and receive cards and deck configurations between two cartridges, and that was through the infrared. Yeah, it's really cool. There's some really cool, crazy things, but in the 3DS Virtual Console, none of that, of course, none of that works. I don't think you can trade. Can you trade? I think you can in the... In the main, I think they did do multiplayer features, didn't they? In the main games on the 3DS Virtual Console. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think I remember trading. Yeah, that was cool. But, yeah, dude. So this past weekend, I was pretty much addicted to playing Pokemon Trading Card Game.
Nerd!
Now, remember you asked me if I played this game. I technically did not play this game. I played the iPad app game.
Even worse.
And growing up, you know, I had played the game. It's been a long time, but I was like, you know what? Like, I just kind of want to, you know, see what the game's like and everything. So I got it, and I just got hooked. I was like, this game is fun. You know, like I was sitting there. I had a blast, dude. It's a really fun, smart, simple game. And have you played this before? Have you played, like, the Pokemon trading cards at all? Like,
I mean, way back in the day, I had them and I played, you know, with my friends. But even though, like, I feel like the focal point was always about trading, right? And just sort of getting the
cards. Of course, yeah.
But I've definitely played it before. I've never played, or I can't recall playing the trading card game, like, in a virtual setting at all.
Oh, yeah, me neither, yeah. And I've never played, and I've always, I'd like to, I'm kind of curious to go back and see. I think I actually have this game, funnily enough. I would just never been like interested. Yeah, I have it, so I should just play it.
I remember I used to play like Magic, the Gathering, but again, it was more about like collecting cards than it was ever really playing because, like, what, when you're younger, what do you have access to, like, a few other mm-hmm. kids that maybe play the game, you know? So it's like,
right.
End up playing the same person a bunch.
Yeah,
but,
it's interesting because right now, like, it's funny because when I was little, dude, I mean, Pokemon cards was my life.
The jam.
For a couple years. I mean, like, yeah, like, oh, yeah. I mean, it all started with someone giving me a green energy on a bus. Just, you know, like, and I cherished that Pokemon card. My parents
he
never bought me any Pokemon
of the
cards.
Green and he was hooked.
And yeah, yeah. And then I remember I traded that for a Rhyhorn. And then I traded that for, and then by the end of my trading career, I had two huge stacks, like, of just a huge stack of
Perry wheeling and dealing.
Oh yeah, I was, yeah, and it's funny because my friends' kids are, I mean, it's huge. Like, the game is very popular now, still to this day. And you buy these booster packs, and they come with these arenas, you know, and you, it, like, tells you where to place your stuff and everything. But the game is really fun, actually. I mean, it's, and I know that it's, I've heard it described. I mean, like, I am not an idiot. I know that, like, there are way more advanced and probably way more fun card games like Magic that get way into it that are deck building games.
The simplicity is a nice thing sometimes, you know, like
it's
there's no doubt having a super deep game that you could really, you know, sink your teeth into if you want to is great, but sometimes, yeah. And like you said, I'm sure there are even nuances to the more simplistic games, you know what I mean, that mm-hmm. really probably differentiate an average player from a really good one,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not against having something that you can sort of passively play or, you know what I mean, you don't need to spend hours upon hours to research exactly what to do.
Absolutely. So, I want to go into the game a little bit, just how it's played. It's really simple. You only have one Pokemon up to bat at a time, just like a Pokemon game. But and you have your benched Pokemon that are behind you. So there's kind of three fields of play. There's your main Pokemon, there's your benched Pokemon that you have to draw and place physically, and then there's your hand. So it's in your hand, and like if I was playing you wouldn't be able to see my hand. What's in my, and I could have anywhere from zero cards to I think infinite amount of cards in my hand, because you draw a new card every turn. From your deck. And your deck is made of 60 cards. So the whole game is like you shuffle the deck. I think you draw like 7 cards. And then within those cards, you have random things like trainer cards, which shouldn't be called trainer cards. It's really weird. That's one of those things that they just took from Pokemon because it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But they really make no sense because they're not like people. I mean, it's just sometimes there are people. Sometimes they're auxiliary objects. They're action things. It's just, it's kind of funny. But, really, there's energy cards, there's Pokemon, and then there's random cards. I would probably call those like trainer cards, which do just totally random things. So in order to like you look at your Pokemon and say it's whatever, it's a Doduo. I don't know.
Doduo.
And he has two moves, and one of them does a 10 attack for every time you flip. You flip a coin three times, and if you hit heads, every time you hit heads, it does 10.
The damage.
So you can do 30 damage with it, and it's a basic one. And so I guess that's the other thing, is all the Pokemon are ranked in bases. So they are in classes. So there's like a basic. You have to put those down in your bench first. I can't just put a Wartortle down. You have to have a Squirtle and then put the Wartortle on top of the Squirtle to evolve it. Mm-hmm. Every time you play. So even if you have a Blastoise and a Charizard and whatever, blah,
yeah,
blah,
you
blah,
don't get to just throw
you,
those
you
out
have
there.
You have to first draw a Charmander from your deck, place it, then draw a Charmeleon, and then do a Charizard, which isn't impossible. And the funny thing is you can load your deck up with three of each of those to make it easy, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
to make sure I get there quick.
Yeah. So then what you want to do is you want to load up your energy on them. It's funny because I thought when I grew up, I thought you used energy and they were kind of really, really disposable. Like, in order to use this attack, I need to have two of these, and then I play it and then they get discarded. But really, it's more like these permanent upgrades to your characters. That's what it's more like. Every turn, every time it's your turn, you can add an energy to literally any of your Pokemon, your active one or your benched one. Benched ones. You can have up to five, I think, and you can expand your. There's really no rules that aren't unbroken, because with the trainer cards, they just are crazy. Like, there's one trainer card that says like increase your, like, you increase your bench from five Pokemon to eight Pokemon, and it's like, okay, this is insane.
Yeah, it seems
so
like
there's
a big
just
old boost.
It is, and so I love it. It's really fun because but there's definite there's totally strategy, you know, because you're balancing. Okay, so if I know that this Pokemon is going to get killed, should I be investing in it, or should I put my energy into something else, so that when it is dead, I bring the next one up and it's ready to rock? So, for instance, and I was talking to my buddy about this, because he actually, I was kind of asking him questions and stuff because he's played, and he's like, yeah, like a lot of people like will put out a tank, you know, up front and it'll just absorb stuff while each turn you're adding energy to a stronger Pokemon in the bench, so that when that tank is killed, you have this crazy, you know, crazy powerful Pokemon, like a Snorlax, for instance. It's ridiculous. Like, and there's different kinds of Pokemon too. Like, there's at least in what I was playing, and it was just like this basic little thing on the iPad, there was two different kinds of Snorlax. Like, it was the same. I think they have the same HP, but way different moves, and they have different energies. And it's one of those things where, like, for instance, to use like Rest, which, you know, like the, or whatever it's called from the game, mm-hmm. you need to have four energies on that Snorlax to use it. But then when you use it, it does like 100 or 120 HP. It just wipes out everything. And then I think sometimes the moves will say you need to remove. So when you use this, you have to remove and discard one of the energies. So it's like you can't just keep using it unless you keep adding energy to the Pokemon. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And then the other thing. So they balance everything out by like, okay. But when you do use it, your Snorlax falls asleep, and then so you have to roll. You have to flip a coin and hit a heads for him to wake up. And then, you know, so it's the way they do balancing is really cool, because they, you know, you might have a really, like, I'll give you a perfect example and then I'll move on from this, because this has been going on a long time. But Magikarp, the classic stupid Pokemon.
Yeah, flopping, you know, around literally
does,
like
yeah,
a
just
dead
does,
fish.
Yeah, exactly. It does Splash or whatever. Now, I think it is called Splash. The move is called Splash. And it does 30 damage, and you only need one energy on it to use it. So it's not bad. It's actually pretty good. But you have to roll a heads twice. You have to flip a coin twice and roll a heads. So it's like the odds are so bad
that
you're going to actually be able to land it. I mean, you know, you could do it, but it's just, you know, like they're really – so it seriously is a terrible, terrible like card, and he only has like 30 HP or something.
But if it pulls off – big.
Yeah, then it's not too bad. And then the fun thing is, like, so I'm playing these challenges on the app, which is really what I was talking. It's really great on the iPad because nice big screen. It takes a lot. That's why I'm like, how do they do this? I want to see how they did this on the Game Boy Color, because it's like, I don't even have any idea how they could do this on the Game Boy Color, because I can barely do it on my huge iPad Pro screen, because there's so much info on there. But there's all these trainer challenges that you can play, and you just play through like seven people, and they all have different, and they get kind of harder as you go, it's kind of a good tutorial. At the end, you actually unlock, you know, digital Pokemon cards that get added to your supply, and it unlocked, and I was like, oh, Gyarados, like, this is fun, you know, like, I felt like a little 8-year-old again. It was funny. But it was like, oh, that's actually super useful. Now that I have all those Magikarps in my deck, if I put that in there, I'll be able to evolve it into a Gyarados, and he does crazy damage and stuff. But it's amazing how the game balances out. It's weird. I've always thought it's so weird, the whole pay-to-win aspect of it. You assume it is,
cards.
Right?
Yep.
Because it's like, well, you put the best cards in, but it's not that easy. It's really not. It's balanced. The gameplay is balanced out really well, where, like, basic Pokemon can do some good damage, and it's not as complicated as normal Pokemon. Like, you know, like, if I'm a fire attacking a water, my attacks are not weak against the water.
Lame.
The water attacks are strong against me, but, you know, so it's like, if I have a Growlithe and it does a flamethrower against a Squirtle, it will do the same, like that same. It will do whatever damage it says. But if the Squirtle was to attack me with a water move, it would do double damage. So it still does that, but it just makes everything a little bit more approachable, a little more understandable. With that said, pretty complicated. Like, there's so much stuff. And the trainer cards, it's just like, all of them are so different. And they're like, you know, like take all your cards in your hand and put them back into your deck, and then shuffle the deck, and then draw five new ones, you know. And there's just so much different variables in the game. It's really fun. I actually really, really enjoyed it. And obviously, it's nice that they have the app that they can teach, you know, refresh your memory on stuff on how to play. But it's really fun.
Well,
so,
I
really enjoyed.
I've only got one question for you.
Yep.
Is the announcement from Game Dex next week going to be your foray into the trading card game realm?
My announcement? Yeah,
Mutant
it's going to be.
Mutant Muds trading cards?
It's going to be that we acquired Pokemon.
Well, there you
and
have it.
And we're going to be the world's leading Pokemon card game. No.
All right. No, I'm drafting
cool,
the
though,
tweet now.
That would be cool, though.
Eh, could happen. But, who knows what that announcement could be? It could be anything.
It really could.
Boom.
That's a good question. But, anywho, I thought we never really talked about Pokemon cards on the show. We've never talked about the game. You're like, we sure haven't. And I wonder why.
For a good reason.
Exactly. But I thought it was
interesting. No, for sure. Like you said, it's cool to touch on something, yeah, like that normally not in our realm, right, or our wheelhouse, I should say.
And it's funny because it's not in our realm, but it's also, like, totally in our realm in a way that we both had. Like, you were into Pokemon cards, collecting them, right, or no?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Me too. And I haven't had a care in the world. I do occasionally, like, I remember, and Pokemon cards, by the way, are super expensive now. There was a time when they weren't expensive, which is really, because I remember looking them up, and I remember, like, telling, like, my nephews, like, oh, like, years ago, like, you have no idea, like, if I had money to, like, the best thing in the world to me would have been a Blastoise, like a holographic Blastoise. Like, I wouldn't. And it's like, I remember, like, looking on Amazon and seeing that for like $5. And it's like, oh my goodness. Just like, if I.
Back in the day,
like,
yeah.
Back in the day, if I had money.
I'd have been
it's so
the coolest
funny how easily
kid
I can
school.
Get it. Oh, it was just. Yeah.
My
those,
life
those
trajectory would have been completely changed.
Yeah. But if anyone has any Pokemon stories, there's lots of Pokemon card stories. So. You should send us an email at tnp@nintendoworldreport.com.
All righty. Well, I think we are going to take a quick little breather, nice little musical interlude, and then I believe we got a bit of news when we get back. Well, and of course,
news or an eShop?
Everyone knows what's before the news.
Oh. Well, interesting that you said we got the news when we're coming back.
Well, I had to throw a little wrinkle in there, you know. Keep them on their toes. Like I knocked you off your kilter.
You sure did.
Mm-hmm. All right, picklehead.
All right.
It's in the game. Man, I used to love those EA Sports games.
Me too, man.
Mm. But
I did too. I loved good old NCAA football, man.
Dude,
that was my favorite.
Football, hockey, they were all good, man.
Remember the EA Big games?
Mm.
Remember EA, like was it like FIFA Street and stuff? I always thought those games were so cool.
Oh, like the more arcade
NFL
like, we're
Street.
Gonna slam
yeah.
It. Well, that was, like, my favorite arcade. I mean, I guess aside from NBA Jam, right? Like, that's one of the best arcade-style
yeah.
sports games of all time. But NHL, Wayne Gretzky's NHL Hockey 98, also
oh, yeah.
amazing. Super
Dude, hockey,
fun game.
Hockey games are amazingly fun.
Yeah, you know what it is? Hockey is just, like, it's not my favorite sport, but really, like, it's
but
the most
video games,
entertaining.
It's awesome.
Like, even just watching a regular hockey game, there's just nonstop action, you know?
Yeah,
super
especially
good.
when David Lloyd when he gets angry while he's playing hockey.
Oh, well, that's okay. He's a stupid Maple Leafs fan. With that with that snake.
It sounded like you said make believes. Yeah. Did yeah. they say that?
I'm sure it's probably been uttered before.
Yeah, that's funny.
I always like it because of the pandemic. Like they picked two host cities last year to finish mm-hmm. out like the playoffs. And one was Toronto, and as people know, and I've mentioned it, so but like obviously you're not if you're not super into sports, but our like franchise guy screwed us over and then went to Toronto, and that's why we hate them. But it was funny because it was like,
and that's why we hate them.
Yeah, and that's why the Islanders. It's funny, like we got further in their building, like John Tavares left the Islanders to go to the Maple Leafs so he could win a cup. And then we made it further than he's ever made it in his own building, too, you know? So it's like, screw you, you son of a gun.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Schadenfreude.
And now, it's really just a shame we didn't win at all, but there's always this year. But mm-hmm. yes, we are back, and I believe it's time to get into the old eShop Roundup.
The new eShop Roundup. Eehaw!
And I believe Jerry Boy's got himself a video game picked out, don't he?
Yeah, there's a couple of pretty fun little releases, but the one that took me by surprise that I had no idea, and I need to follow this guy more. From Thomas K. Young, we have Dadish 2.
Dos Equis.
Which I just talked about Dadish, the first one, like a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, I don't know. This is a game, and I got to say it here. It sums it up well. He's a dad and a radish, and he's back in his biggest adventure yet.
And he's dadish.
Yeah, it says, after an impromptu bring your kids to work day goes awry, dadish sets off to find his missing children. That's funny. But it looks great. 50 levels, $9.99. I love the first one, so I'll be checking this one out. For
buy
Shizzle.
It right now.
I should buy it right now. We should see if he wants to
come on
the podcast.
Come on down. I bet he would.
Yeah, maybe. We'll
yeah, don't want to.
But yeah, check it out, Dadish 2.
I bet he definitely would if you bought
really
his
great
game
pixel
right
art.
On the air.
Done.
My game
to purchase
is a little game called Shinobi Blade, which is $9.90, weird, oddly enough, but it is on sale down to $4.95, so it's a big old beefy cut. This is a cool little, looks like a platform, side-scrolling platform, jumping around, action platform, right? You're killing enemies, collecting coins, and yeah, I mean, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned platforming challenge game with some combat thrown in the mix here.
I need to check this out. Yeah.
Action-packed game that lets you play the role of a teenage ninja who snuck out of the dojo. Who sneaked out of the dojo before mastering all of his ninja skills. You'll see what it is to truly be a ninja by being silent, agile, and smart to outwit your opponents in 30 gorgeous missions. Boom. So you got some puzzles and locked gates, and there you go.
Interesting, yeah.
Looks sort of cool.
Cool.
Bang, bang. That's
cool. $4.95.
Nice big old cup.
By the way, I've already downloaded Dadish 2. That was a quick one.
All right. What is your early impressions? How do you like it?
Oh, so far, I like the logo.
Boom. There you have it. 10 out of 10. Must buy.
It's been a long time since we've had
a Villa de Discount.
Villa de Discount.
Villa de Discount. Villa de Discount.
Ow!
Yes. There's a pretty significant cool Villa de Discount. I think our audience would be appreciative of, which is that Konami has put their collections of games on, and I'm gonna buy them right now too. I've meant to buy them. There's only one day left. Crap.
Buy them all.
Well, then I can't do it now. Oh, this poor Villa de Discount. It's gonna be gone before everyone.
Why can't you buy it?
Oh man. It's terrible. Oh, I'm going to buy it, but the poor people won't have enough.
You're just leaving everyone. So that was a Villa de tease, if anything.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the fun part is I still have a Villa de Discount story that will still tease people. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me just look at the great deals here. There's got to be something that's.
You need to redeem your tease there.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's 30% off. So there you go. Anyway, I do have a fun story that happened to yesterday.
No,
it's fun. You're gonna like
kidding.
It. I know you're just. Kidding.
I was just being
a
jerk bag.
You big picklehead. So Wario 64. I woke up and I went down and I checked Twitter and I saw there you could. There was this glitch on Walmart. They were having a sale on the Captain Toad DLC. And I think which was normally like $6 or $7, and they were selling the DLC code for $4.19. And that's not the glitch. So obviously. Oh, Villa de Discount. Wow. You know, that's not the big thing. The big thing was that it was actually coming out to the full game and the DLC.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a nice little scoop and score right there, you know?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And I saw that it was like, it had been like a half hour. So I was like, well, maybe they fixed it by now, but whatever. Because I was thinking, I'll buy it if I literally was like, if it doesn't work, I'll just give the DLC code to Casey. Merry Christmas, Casey. DLCs, I think you and Kate would actually like that. And so I checked on it and I ordered it through Jill's Walmart account. And so she had it. She had to go to work. I was like, just email me if they email you a code or whatever. And so she sent it to me and it said it was back ordered. And I was like, okay, a digital code is back ordered. So I'm sure
they're all out.
Work. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, like, thanks. And then she sent me a thing saying like, hey, it's ready. And I was like, okay, well, go ahead and send me the code and I'll see like what it says, you know. And it wasn't a code. It was just a link. And she texted me and I texted it and it went and I had to sign into my Nintendo account. And then it was like, hey, here's the code. It was a Captain Toad plus the DLC. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This
Sweet.
Actually worked. And I got 230 gold points as well.
The double whammy, dude.
Yeah. So I got it for like essentially a couple bucks, the whole game and the DLC digitally. Now, I already had the DLC and I had already bought the game. But now I have it digitally, which is awesome. And I could, you know, if I ever wanted to sell the game or whatever. But anyway, so that was a fun little story. I love those glitches. We keep bringing those out, Walmart. I like those kind of glitches. You know?
Those are the best kind. Help out the fine folks.
So I guess my Villa Day discount has been look at me and these great deals I got.
My name's Perry and I'm rolling in games.
Anyway, I guess it's time to get to the news.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Are you sure you don't want to tell people how much better deals you're getting than them?
That's what the Craigslist Roundup's for.
All right, well, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of news. This is for David Lloyd right here. Trials of Cold Steel 4. Or Trails? Trails.
Well, I think it is Trails.
Yeah, Trails of Cold Steel. I always say...
Is this about a train?
No, I don't think so. Trials of Cold Steel 4. It is coming to the Switch April 9th. So a couple more months. That is a game. He's fallen in love with that series. So he's... I don't know if he's going to play it on the Switch, because I know he played on the PlayStation. But yeah, very cool that it's coming to the Switch. April 9th, kicking it off.
So do you have the skinny on that game?
Not really. Aside from that, he absolutely is in love with the game, like the series. Like, he's played through a bunch of them. He's retracing and playing the old games. It's a turn-based RPG, and I believe it's got an absolute boatload of characters. You'll see them throughout the entire series at different points. So I think it just builds a really sort of cohesive world. Like, since there's so many characters and you run into them at different spots, that I think that is a real big selling point. But I haven't really personally played any of the games. I did download the demo of of three, I believe, but I didn't really get to really play it very much. So.
And is the full name The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 4?
I think that might be it, but no one calls it by that first part, you know?
The Legend of Heroes. I just love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I guess the only one to top that is The Legend of Legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just like, what?
Lol.
That makes no sense at all.
Yep.
It's funny.
Yep. Well,
there we go.
Let's get into some more Nintendo-y stuff. Kicking it off first on a little bit of a Mario block here is the Mario-themed Switch that is launching in February on the 12th.
Yeah.
It's getting a makeover, right? They announced a Mario-themed Switch set, which will launch on the 12th, with Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury for the standard $300. System comes with a red dock, red Joy-Cons with blue rails, and a red-blue carrying case. Oh, and don't forget, a red bezel on the Switch proper. Boom.
Yeah, it's the first Switch to actually have the Switch colors be different on the actual unit.
Yeah, the actual unit.
And it does look great, and man, it's mighty, mighty tempting, but I'm going to hold off. And
he says that until February 11th when he sees a pre-order go up last second.
Yep.
But I'm looking, yeah, the dock is a nice red, and then I forget what they call it, the grip, right? The grip for the controller where you slide the Joy-Cons in, the sad dog one. It's blue, so that's pretty cool, too. So you'll slide, you know, the red cons in there, have a nice little...
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, looking good. But
so I'm wondering, do you have... because I can't see the notes, obviously. Did you have anything for the sales? For the Nintendo sales of 2020?
Oh, we'll get there. We're working our way
there.
Okay,
I have the list in front of me. I didn't know if you...
You big old pickle. He's jumping the gun.
Continue.
Well, Dr. keeping Gibbons. Along the Mario-themed news bits here, we've got a little lowdown on Bowser's Fury, which is the added bonus part,
we haven't talked about this yet, have we?
No, because, yeah,
that
last week.
That happened right after. I think that happened right after we recorded last week.
I think it actually happened before, but yeah. So now we've got a trailer of what's going on, right? And woo-wee, it looks pretty freaking cool.
It's crazy, right? It's first of all, it's more following the player. It's more like Odyssey style in a way, I think. And like, there's just a big open world, and I did see that it's just a small adventure.
Yeah, I think Yeah, so. It won't be huge, right? So
I have no idea how long it is. It could be a half hour.
I think not. I heard speculation of like maybe like 2 hours.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's not too small for a Mario game.
Yeah, when the main game, yeah. So it says,
like, what,
3D World has added a photo mode to the game with filters and the option to use the stamps previously devoted to the now closed down Miiverse. The four-player online co-op was also confirmed. Bowser's Fury is a separate mode with two-player local co-op where Mario and Bowser Jr. team up to explore Lake Lapcat and find cat shrines to battle with Fury Bowser. Fury Bowser will appear at random during the game to launch attacks and create new platforming opportunities. Cat Mario and Cat Peach amiibo support was also explained, with the Cat Peach dropping a random power-up and Cat Mario creating the invincible White Cat Mario. A reprint of Bowser and Bowser Jr. will also be available to use for Bowser's Fury, with Bowser summoning Fury Bowser and Bowser Jr. dropping a shockwave that damages every enemy in the vicinity. So
that's so funny, man. Like, it's so lame. I mean, like, I know that's bare minimum, and I know that, you know, they got, I mean, but I guess I don't know what the other ones do, because it says that it supports all amiibo.
Nothing.
But, like, yeah, you probably, like, get a coin. <You know>? It's just like, man, like, why can't there be, you know, like, hats or just something, a color?
Jerry just wants a hat, dang it.
No, I mean, just give me, like, let me scan my Wario amiibo to get Wario, you know, overalls. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just change the color. And that's a big one. But I would just say just changing Mario's shirt color would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just
and it
saying,
seems
it
like,
cool.
It, I mean, I know
and
they'd
you'd
have
feel
to
cool
do
when you see
work
different,
for that, but.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
At the same token, make it worthwhile.
Would you? I mean, I don't think it's that much.
I mean, it would be work.
You take
but,
an NPC.
But at the end of the day, yeah.
Anyway, but. Yeah, I just, whatever. I'm glad amiibo are around. I shouldn't be. It would be cool if those amiibo actually had like a texture, like if it was like velvety or something, you know.
I cool. want a velvety cat peach, please.
You're a sick, sick man.
You're the one who said it.
No, I didn't.
Yep, you were
thinking it.
I said it'd
be cool. Didn't say I wanted.
You were thinking it. I know, I'm sorry. I got Justin Nation on the brain, so things are coming out weird,
hey.
You know?
Hey, Casey, don't we all?
Yep. Well, moving right along here, we've got Hitman 3 Cloud Edition launching January 20th, which is actually day and date with the other versions. So I think that's the coolest bit of news.
That is really cool.
Is that, yeah, it's coming, so, you know, Switch owners, if you don't have, you know, PS4, 5, or whatever, Xbox, whatever you want to call it, you could play day and date with the other ones. It is the cloud version, right? So it's a little weird, and, you know, it is what it is, right? You'll have to have good internet. Probably mm-hmm. not the optimal way to play, right? But I still think it is cool, and like I said, I think the coolest thing is that it's just day and date with the other versions, so hopefully we can keep that coming for future releases. And, yeah, I figured you wouldn't have much to say on that one. But the next one here, no, it's not your sales figures yet, Jared. Pump the brakes. Next up here, the new Pokemon Snap. We got sort of a rundown on that, right?
Oh, snap.
Boom. April 30th.
I wonder how many
is the
abstracts
what you
that's going to be. How many subtitles are going to use that for
the
abstract?
We'll make sure all of them.
Yeah, well, that should be our episode when we talk about it.
Yeah. Oh,
because
snap.
I'm definitely interested in this game.
Yeah, I think I will purchase this. Now, I am not one who really played Pokemon Snap on N64. I mean,
Me neither.
I've, you know, dilly-dallied with it a little bit here and there, but it was never a game that, you know, I look back and go, oh, man, I remember playing this game and being so fond of it. But
yeah.
Watching the video here, it's insane. It looks so beautiful, and I feel mm-hmm. like, honestly, it's just going to be one of those really, like, surreal, just tranquil games,
yep.
right? Like, I'm going to
yeah.
get on,
zen.
And I'm going to go
zen.
Through all these weird, cool areas and see all these Pokemon in their natural habitats, right? Just sort of doing what they're doing. And yeah, I think it looks so cool. Like I said, April 30th is going to be the release. Originally, it was announced last June, right? Had been pretty quiet up to this point. It's going to be in the Lentale region. I don't really... Lentale? Lentale? version. And it's going to task photographers with completing the photo Pokedex. So you go around, get pictures of everyone. But yeah, if you haven't checked it out, I would say at least go watch the video. It's only a minute and a half. But yeah, it really shows, like, it just seems like a really, really peaceful game. I feel like a game that's going to be fun to play with Caitlin. And yeah, I'm definitely going to pick this one up.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny because the closest I can think, funnily enough, is like Captain Toad. They have those levels where you're on rails, you know, and you're kind of shooting your little turnip gun. Wouldn't it be funny if we've changed Pokemon Snap into a Pokemon hunting game?
Yeah. Yeah. Big game hunting Pokemon.
You're just shooting all the Pokemon.
You're terrible.
It's pretty amazing. Well, think about like the Pokemon Safari. It could be a Pokemon Safari game where you're throwing rocks at Pokemon.
Ow!
And then you catch them.
That ain't right,
Jerry. What a terrible game.
You knock them out cold
around,
and then you bag them up.
Pokemon is a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it really is. It really is. Like, if it was in real life, it'd be like...
You just knock. You don't
fighting.
Kill them. You just knock them out real good.
Yeah, that's true. They don't black out. They white out. Right? Doesn't it say that on there? Like Jerry whited out when all of your Pokemon
die. Oh yeah,
die.
Instead of blackout
so
or whatever.
Weird, yeah.
I guess I wonder if that's because your screen turned white back on the Game Boy, right? Did it
yeah,
turn
maybe.
White?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I don't know. But anywho, Oh, snap. Sounds
oh,
great.
Oh, snap. Speaking of snap, we got some sales figures. As you can see, Jerry's been foaming at the bit to get these news bit right here. yeah, Nintendo finishes up another year, and I'd say they did pretty well. Now, it's funny, right? We had talked about the 23rd month in a row. It was the top-selling hardware, and then we made the joke, and that will be where it ends.
Yep.
Boy, were we wrong.
Boy, were we idiots.
Yep, they extend their 25th month in a row now, leading both hardware, dollar, and unit sales.
Isn't that crazy? Both, yeah. And not just like hardware units, you know, because I can understand, you know, there's more of them sold, but obviously like Xbox, which are selling for
more money.
400 and 500 whatever, are sold more. But no, actually dollar and unit.
Boom,
it's
boom.
Crazy.
And now, 2020 in North America, the Switch's dollar sales are the second highest for any platform in the history of the survey, only behind that of the 2008 sales of the Nintendo Wii.
I'm telling you something. I think it's going to surpass the Wii. I think it has a shot.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
it totally does.
I won't pay it. No. All right.
I'll just have you put it towards a plane ticket.
Although the top five slots in the sales charts are not for the Switch, for those interested, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, Cyberpunk 2077, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and Madden NFL 21, Nintendo takes up 10 slots of the remaining 15, with Animal Crossing at 6th overall, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at 7, still trucking along.
Crazy.
Super Mario 3D All-Stars at 10th. Smash Bros. At 11th. Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity 13th. And then New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe at 15th. Odyssey at 16th. Then we got
Breath of the Wild
17th. Jesus, I should have stopped reading this. But we're going to keep going. Super Mario Party at 18th. And then Ring Fit Adventure at 19th.
Crazy.
So that's a whole... And some of those games are freaking old.
Yeah, I know.
And they're still just doing their thing. And this
is
why
Super Mario
Party 2 is
definitely
never cuts
happening.
Their prices, because they just keep on
yeah.
selling.
Exactly.
All day.
Dude, Super Mario Party 2.
Where is
online
it? Come
play.
On. Yeah,
Let's
it's
go.
Selling like hotcakes. I hope they give us a second one, and it's like what this one should have been, with more maps and more variety, you know?
But... they did release the top 10 Switch games of 2020, and we're going to go through all of them right now very quickly, which is starting with number 10. It's a Mario game, and it's one of the four Super games, which is Super Mario Odyssey.
I love you. Like, we've got the 10 top Switch games here. We're going to go through them quick. Number 10, It's the fourth Super Mario game within the series, released in 2017. It's all the way from the Mushroom Kingdom. It's Super Mario Odyssey.
No, it's Super Mario Odyssey. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Next up, we've got a game that
game's almost four years old, dude.
It's a revival of a franchise long lost to time, although not really, because there were more than 10 previous installments dating back from just a couple years ago, actually.
More than 15, probably.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. And that is a little game that you might play with your friends early into the morning while sharing a pizza pie and some beautiful Pepsi Cola. It's Super Mario Party! Woo!
Very good. Yes, yes. And coming in at number 8, we have He's the Younger Plumber.
It's a game that's a Super Mario game, although not necessarily.
Yep, people were expecting a Mario game on the GameCube's launch, and they didn't get it.
They got
instead. They got the prequel to this game, which is Luigi's Mansion 3.
Boom. Next right. up, another Mario game, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
Wow. That game, that name is unbelievable, right? Like, imagine, like, where we've come from. Like, we have Mario Bros., right, on the NES, the old arcade Mario Bros. Then Super Mario Bros. And then New Super Mario Bros. And then New Super Mario Bros. U. And then New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. That really is a ridiculous name. That really is.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is beautiful. Number 6, we have... Wow, this list is pretty crazy. A game. I don't want to do it. I can't think of anything else. We have Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
It's a game that made its debut on the Wii U.
Now, this next game is amazing that... Yeah.
Selling like hotcakes, man.
This game sold more than Breath of the Wild. That's crazy to me. This next name.
It makes sense.
Coming in at number 5, what do we got, car seat?
It is Ring Fit Adventure.
That's right.
I believe it's still in... Actually, no, it's not in the packaging anymore, right?
It's not in the packaging.
It's unpackaged but unplayed.
Yep.
Some would say it's like new. Fourth up here, we've got a little game that Jerry hates. It's Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
What?
No, I don't hate that. He just hates the new characters.
No, I don't. I don't hate the new characters.
You don't hate Terry.
I don't hate them. I just don't care about
you
them.
You hate Terry. Say it.
I don't hate Terry. I love Terry and his luscious hair. Terry's a man, right?
Yes, I reckon. Okay. I believe there might actually be a female version, like, at some point. I forget.
Yeah. And it's
I could very well be making that up. But I want to say I thought there was.
I'm going to go to number 3. And it's amazing because the game has a 3 in the word with a D followed by it. And Mario. And it's a super game. And it's about All-Stars. And no, it's not Mario All-Stars on the SNES. I know what you're thinking. It's Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Woo-wee!
Which is a great little collection there. That was fun to go through.
Yeah, that was a good three-part little mini-ep series thing we had going on there. But number 2, top 2020 sales. Remember, this is the top 10 Switch games of 2020 based on dollar sales. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. We're talking about a super old game that is just absolutely pumping numbers and dollars into
like
the bank account.
6 or 7 years old, then ported over with all the DLC, with maybe some new stuff, and a superior port to the Switch. Dude, playing Mario Kart 8
want Mario
Deluxe
Kart 9
handheld is ridiculous, dude. Oh my goodness, what a crazy, what an amazingly good game. Good for Mario Kart 8. That's a great game.
Definitely. Yeah, I want 9 though, but why would they make 9 when 8 just keeps selling?
Well, yeah, because then it's going to sell again, you know? Think about it.
Yep.
I would buy. I mean, who's not going to buy the new one? Coming in at number 1, we know what it is. It set off records everywhere. It was the perfect game at the perfect time. And that is the one and only Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Boom, boom.
So there we have it. And, yep, great game. Is Kate totally off in it finally?
Yeah, she hasn't played in a while.
Yeah.
I'm sure she That's might okay. revisit that sometime, but yeah. No, for the, sure. the everyday yeah. the everyday grind is over.
I tell you, dude, if I was, you know, if I just wasn't so busy, like I would be playing that like crazy. I really want to go back and play it. It's just a time thing, you know.
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about Animal Crossing, though. It's always there.
I know, and they call you back, and they're like, "Hey,
it's
I
only been
seen you for 417 days.
Yeah, it's been 200 weeks. How you doing? You know." But yes, that's going to bring us to the end of the news there. And subsequently, I believe it will also be bringing us to the end of the show. I think I might have lost Jerry.
You did not lose me.
Nope.
Sorry.
He's just a quiet man. All right. Yep. Yeah, so once again, thank you everyone for joining us this week. You can find us over on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That is Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
You can also check out our Patreon exclusive episodes for just a single dollar. You're going to unlock a whole bunch of previous episodes, including episodes from our friends over at Radio Free Nintendo. So you get a whole bunch of exclusive content, just $1. That's over at patreon.com/NWR. That is patreon.com/NWR. Boom. So, yeah, I believe we have a special little guest coming on next week.
That's right.
He'll come in here, and he's going to tell you all about how North Carolinian barbecue is actually horrible, and that the South Carolina BBQ actually stands supreme. But we'll let him discuss all that next week. It should be good fun.
It should be great fun.
Yes.
It'll be great. We can gang up on him on a series of topics.
Yep. And then since we're editing, we can just make him agree. Got him.
That's amazing. Well, one quick question. Did you use your sombrero slurp guy notepad?
Oh, yeah. I've been using it. That
beautiful.
Did you hear me before when I was...
I mean, I heard it. I just didn't know if you used the sombrero.
Yep. I've been using beautiful. Them. They have been put to use.
See, it's
my
always
friend.
Nice. It's always nice when a Christmas gift is being used. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Oh, and I love the shirt. It fits me great. I need to send you a
Still
picture.
Still haven't seen a picture.
It literally my phone ran out of storage. That text.
Typical
I was like, okay,
Mac.
I'll take a picture, and I took it and had no text. Typical Mac with its. Data.
With its like 2 gigs.
With its usage. It has 64 gigs. It's been pretty great. But anyway. All right. See you next week, everyone.
Toodles.
That was actually hella fun.